Continuing the halachot of Purim, we now find ourselves on the day of Purim following tefillah, and there are a bunch of mitzvot that rest on a person at this point in time. Let's go in order. We will discuss right now the mitzvah of matanot le'evyonim. One of the obligations that apply on the day of Purim is matanot le'evyonim, giving gifts to the poor. People are generally very, very careful when it comes to the mitzvah of mishloach manot, when it comes to the mitzvah of seudah, and even buying a megillah for themselves on Purim. However, the halacha requires one to prioritize matanot le'evyonim more than all the other mitzvot. The Rambam states this way, as well as the other halachic authorities. How much must one give when it comes to matanot le'evyonim? Strictly speaking, the bare minimum is even one peruta, even a tiny amount of money, to two poor people. Matanot le'evyonim, evyonim is plural, so two separate people. So one peruta to this one peruta to the other one. However, the Rishonim and Sifrei Halacha discuss that there is a more appropriate amount to give, and it's the amount that that a poor person can feed himself for a meal, like a modest sized meal. Again, that is depending on the time and on the year and generation, as it may vary. The suggestion nowadays is around $10 per poor person. That's, you know, a couple of slices and a drink. That's what one could buy. So around $10 for one evyon, and that's multiplied by two, so roughly $20. The mitzvah is that the money should be given to them on the day of Purim, and even you could give the money to someone else before Purim, as long as it's going to be given to them on Purim. When it comes to the mitzvah of mishloach manot that we're going to discuss in a little bit, it is important that the recipient should know who the giver is, because one of the reasons behind it is to increase love and friendship among Am Yisrael. However, when it comes to matanot le'evyonim, it's important that the money should be given anonymously, as giving to the, in general, tzedakah should be given anonymously without the recipient knowing who the giver is, so that he will not feel embarrassed. Have an amazing day.